This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Mary Goulet, along with Richard Otey. And this is our sound-off, and gosh, who knows what we'll do, because Steve is off today.
He's taking off the sound-off.
Yes. So it's between the two of us. Let's figure this out.
Oh, we got this.
Right?
We got this. Come on.
But we're lucky.
Talking about?
Oh, Wade, too. Wade in the...
Oh, we got a carryover guest. We're doing Kelly's favorite thing.
Yes, we are. So, very interesting guy, John Cristani. Welcome to the program. This is our sound off where we can talk about anything we want to talk about. And we want to talk with you and hear what your take on basically the world and what people should know, because we're spoon-fed certain things in life. You know, grow through high school, go to college, get a job, da-da-da, and... As I call it, inventing a paycheck. I've been an entrepreneur my entire adult life. You just have to start seeing the world that way. Yeah. So what's your take?
So what people don't know that they should. Well, I'm going to add in a disclaimer here because this is going to be spicy. But
spicy.
I'm going to add in a disclaimer here. I'm a massive proponent of education. I donate to my, you know, my college that I went to and all that jazz. But what I've seen is, first of all, the government, the whole education system, it's a government supported system, which lends itself to a lot of inertia to change. But more importantly, the government in our country is supported by the corporations, and the whole education system is built to basically, it's built based on industrial era needs. The mandatory schooling was built at a time when corporations needed people in cities, in factories, and they needed them to be obedient and follow directions. And that time is past. I mean, you see neat little rows of desks turn into neat little rows of cubicles in corporations or factory workers. And I mean that this is why this and it's a government supported system, so it's ingrained now, and this is why China's eating our lunch. Because our education is based on an old model that doesn't work. We need to be entrepreneurs. We need to be inventive. So I think, you know, the system needs to change. The education system was built on an old ideal, and that time has passed. Things need to change. So that's
I love the answer. This is Richard, and we're seeing it change right before our eyes. Like, you can literally go online right now and take the same education for MIT as you would at MIT. Now, you're not going to get the same diploma and get to walk the stage like everybody else, but you can go take that for free because, you know, in this world where you're just getting all this information bombarded, right? So one of the things that you're referring to, I can't remember the year of the Education Act, but it's scary when you read it. You realize it had good intent at the time, but it kind of goes with what you're saying of how it serves the corporation. Is they're basically in the school saying, how do we make a kid be trained to sit down and shut up and obey in a factory, right? But those jobs aren't there anymore, but we're still teaching that, right? And I think it was meant – I don't think it was conspiracy. I think they were meant to mean something good, but
– Well, and let me kind of
– Now we fired up Wade.
Well, I'm going to agree and disagree in a certain way in that recognizing a school is performing multiple functions – So I think the school, and maybe this is mainly grade school, needs to teach the kid, here's how you exist in our society, right? Here's the norms and rules that you need to follow hence that certain level of conformity. But then maybe as we take him through the school, get him into, okay, now a little bit more free thinking. So recognize the school isn't just performing one function of preparing a worker. It's also, this is why Napoleon started public schools in France, to build a culture, to build a nation that had a certain uniformity to it. So I don't want us to lose sight of that as we go, okay, also if we're preparing you for the workforce, it's an entrepreneurial workforce, not an assembly line workforce.
It's a difference, though, when you are getting people locked in tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt that they can never default on. I agree with you, but you cross a line when you are saddled with that level of debt. It turns people into slaves, and I think that's wrong.
It's a new form of indentured servant.
100%, but let's distinguish. So there's a role for grade school. There's a role for secondary school. There's a role for university. And I totally agree, the role for university's gotten kind of out of whack. But just to make that
people
distinction.
People aren't getting in debt in grade school.
Exactly.
People are not, you know, that's totally different.
So maybe grade school is normalize. High school is prepare for the realities of this new world. And then college and or trade school is, and here's how you do this kind of thing.
Perhaps. I think we should bring back the vocations. So when I went to high school, they had home ec, they had the wood shop, and really instilling in people to learn skills, not just knowledge,
but
skills.
I think we need soft skills. Like the Parenting 2.0 lady we had, I'm blanking on her name right now. We need soft skills, communication skills, money skills, like skills that you use in real life. I think that John was referring to when we first interviewed him in the first episode.
High school should be this is life.
Yeah, because the rest of the stuff, I'm simplifying the heck out of it, but it can be an affiliate code after that, right? If you got soft skills, you can gather an audience, you can talk to people, you're being yourself, you're comfortable in your own skin, you have self-awareness. Like, you got all those skills down, and you can gather and garnish attention.
They don't teach that. It's so
funny.
They don't teach the most simple,
and most important.
My wife's a therapist. And it's been a big re-education process for me because there's so many I didn't understand. There are so many things just patterns, you know, I have in my life, you know, just being overly defensive, or I get my ways of, you know, taking out my anger sometimes if I'm like peeved about something. It's not good, and they, you know, I don't know. That's been really useful, you know, learning even that stuff. But they don't really. I think communications, I think it's the most important skill, period, because it teaches empathy.
Yes, and I
think
also
empathy is super important.
Having self-awareness, seriously, you have a gift that your wife is a therapist and can probably see you reacting, maybe with anger or impatience. And just hold up a mirror for you, and not in judgment, and just, hey, are you aware that this is how you typically respond? And how does that really help you move forward?
Exactly. It's nice sometimes.
It's tiring that she's always right. She's always right, and she's just grooming you to be the great father and husband.
That's what I learned. First trimester of pregnancy, I learned, you're right. You know, I'm not just saying this, you're right. And how can I help right now?
And here's the ice cream. And here's your ice cream I got.
Yeah, and here's your ice cream with a sauerkraut. She had these weird cravings.
Oh, that's funny. So let's talk a little bit about your, we have a couple minutes left. In your business, it sounds awesome what you're doing, but if somebody really wants to invent their own paycheck via affiliate marketing, I mean, their first 10 steps are realistically very difficult, right?
Not really. It's as simple as, how we start off students is, and our success rate is amazing, is how we start them off is we just say, hey, sign up for Amazon. Amazon's affiliate program, it's called Amazon Associates. You just fill out a form that's basically, you know, like what's your Social Security, you know, basically you're a 1099 contractor. And what I tell people to do is find a book or a CD you like that's under $20 and just talk about how it's, you know, how that album or how that book changed your life in some way for the positive. You know, tell them how your life was before you read this book or you listened to this album, and tell them how it changed afterwards. And then put a link so people can purchase that book or that CD at the end of your post on Facebook. And in almost every single circumstance, somebody and one of their friends ends up buying the book or the album, and they earn a commission. And people's minds, I mean, people's minds are blown daily when they realize, oh my God, I can actually earn money just in my PJs or whatever, you know.
So we have about 45 cool. seconds. I mean, that's
oh, sorry, crazy. I'm
no,
so
no, no,
long.
No, it's okay. But Kelly wants to know what your thoughts on Amazon fulfillment are.
It's a totally different ballgame. Amazon yeah. fulfillment. That's in my e-commerce world.
I think
I'll talk
that's
to
more
you.
For okay. people selling on Amazon. Yeah. I don't really know.
I'll tell you about that later, Kelly.
so we have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so two things. One, I want to talk more VR stuff, doing a super cool Kickstarter with Neil deGrasse Tyson. So I just followed you on.
Really?
Yeah, I just followed you on Twitter. But Mary, take us out of here. I'm going to connect with you, John, later. I could talk to you forever.
Thank you, John Cristani.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to ramble about stuff anytime too.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, John. Right, that was a sound off on Reinvention Radio. Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.